This is The View Beyond Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto.
So Terry, the Indians activated Josh Donaldson on Tuesday night. He's the newly acquired third baseman, and there's been some controversy about it.
It's very odd. It was a classic sort of inside baseball thing. The Yankees and Red Sox apparently are not happy that the Indians got Donaldson, because when the Indians traded for Josh Donaldson with Toronto, they put him on the disabled list.
Okay.
And I guess when he's on these type of waivers, the player's supposed to be healthy enough to play in the big leagues.
Oh, interesting.
You talk about just getting lost in the weeds on this one.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the fact is, if any of those teams wanted Josh Donaldson, they could have claimed him when he was on waivers and paid him $3.7 million and not have to give up a player. The Indians didn't either. The Indians let it pass through, and then they traded a pitcher named Julian Merriweather in the minors. The guy's recovering from arm surgery, and they're paying $1 million of the salary. I look at this, and I think, what's wrong with Donaldson?
Like he has a calf injury?
Yeah, calf injury. Who else has had calf injuries with the Indians? Lonnie Chisenhall.
Outfielder.
Right. The reason your mind blanked on him, it's been so long since he's played.
Yeah, that's true.
He's played only 47 games since the 2017 All-Star break because of these calf injuries. So the Indians, if any team, know the risk of the calf injury.
Mm-hmm.
And so the big problem is that these other teams complaining, my feeling is like, well, you know, go get him. You could have made the better offer. I mean, the Indians traded a guy who's getting arm surgery for Donaldson because Toronto knew that he could be very well damaged goods. So why do the Indians, why do you think they want him?
They need an extra bat.
If he's healthy, you know, it's a big if. You know, they always say if, the shortest word that can mean the most. Mm-hmm. Two letters. It's a huge deal. This is a guy, you know, was the MVP in 2015. A guy with a career .292 batting average in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
A guy that Francona absolutely loves. And, you know, they're willing to not only bring him in, but what's that do to the infield?
It gives them more options.
Yeah, more options. It also forces changes because, you know, Ramirez has to go from third base to second base,
mm-hmm.
which he'll do, but, you know, he'd rather be at third. And Kipnis suddenly is thrown in the midst of earning a spot in the outfield.
Yeah.
So they're kind of turning some things upside down. So the Indians are taking a risk on, one, will he stay healthy? And two, will this, if he does stay healthy, will this whole moving everybody around work?
Okay.
And meanwhile, you know, for the Yankees and Red Sox, I don't want to hear it. First of all, those teams have such huge budgets. They could have just claimed the guy, and that would have been the end of it.
Right.
And I, you know, maybe, good. Maybe they're a little afraid of the Indians. The Indians are better than we thought. Now, the fun thing will be to see, you know, does this work, you know, with Donaldson? Why do you think the Indians did it?
You know, I'm not really sure. Because to me, it does seem like a big gamble.
It is a gamble. I mean, in terms of they didn't give up much, but I think they felt the team as it was put together right now wasn't good enough to get back to the World Series. And there was a whole lot of things that have to go right.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, most things don't go right.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy who can get hot, he gets hot for a couple weeks in October, and that could help get him back.
And that's a big difference.
The other thing is this. I remember Antonetti told me once, this is after he made the trade for Andrew Miller, and they traded all these top prospects. And he said, it's one of those deals where you know you could have made it, and if you didn't, and you failed to get to the World Series, you always would have wondered, what would have happened if we'd have made the trade?
Mm. Okay.
And I think this falls into that category. And also, to be fair, ownership, by the way, is pushing the Indians to the front office, don't be afraid to be aggressive. Okay. Go ahead. Go for it.
Because this is the time they need to try and
make something happen. I mean, you know, Michael Brantley's going to be a free agent. Rarely do the Indians re-sign a free agent at this point. If they haven't got their guy signed up by the time he hits the open market, he's gone.
Yeah.
Cody Allen, free agent. Andrew Miller, free agent. You can go right down, even Lonnie Chisenhall, free agent. You know, they have a lot of key players who are free agents. The good thing is their starting rotation is intact. Other than Josh Tomlin, who's been out of the rotation for a while, he's also a free agent. But You know, they're losing some key guys.
Okay.
And they're probably not going to bring in a ton of, you know, high-priced talent to replace them. So that's why the time is now. You know, and Donaldson's a free agent. Now, from the Indians' point of view and Donaldson's point of view, they both, their interests match.
Mm.
They want Donaldson to play well. Donaldson wants to play well to get another contract, because if he goes out there and pulls another calf muscle. By the way, if he says he's hurt, because there's millions of dollars on the line for him right now.
Okay,
you know, so that's the other thing that the Indians are thinking. Well, we're going to get out of Donaldson whatever we can get, because
okay.
he needs to play well.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Interesting to see a controversy surrounding the Indians' newest third baseman and a gamble for the team. It'll
right. My view is that Yankees and Red Sox should have shut up, or they could have paid up.
Okay. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's The View from Beyond Pluto. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins us each Wednesday morning to talk sports on 89.7 WKSU. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.